אנחנו קוראים בכתבי בעל הסולם
We're reading the writings of בעל הסולם letters page 761 in Hebrew letter 56 starting from second paragraph Many say who will show me good and yet very few find it We should therefore understand Where is that great and relentless obstacle which fails so many mercilessly? I have already pointed out to you several times the famous law in the holy books that nothing is given unless by merit, meaning through labor, which everyone calls awakening from below. Without it, no bestowal from above, called awakening from above, will ever happen. These words and laws are known to all, but their extent is not known, or they do not want to know it. For this reason, there is a big edifice of the Sitra Acha, which stands and makes allowances in the matter. That it is not necessary to exert beyond human capability. And in dire times, one has an entire lore from authors and books showing the kindness and mercy of his guidance with a person who is not so meticulous. And he has 1,000 pre-prepared proofs for it, instantaneously, as it is written, The Creator does not criticize His creations, and so on and so forth. They said about the such that the Torah is called Sam. For if he is not rewarded like a drug or potion, for if he is not rewarded, the Torah itself becomes to him a potion of death. For they are learning Torah from Sam, the wicked, and from him they understand. His words of Torah are immediately accepted by the heart and are always kept in the memory, for they are contemplated day and night. God save us from him and from his followers. What shall we do for those, and how can we reach out to them or slightly move them from their place when they are not at all ready for an awakening from below? I wish to say that even if we succeed with the Creator's help to draw upon them the greatest awakening of the body, to crave and covet Him, they will still not want or won't be able to, with that power of theirs, to give the measure of awakening from below that is needed for an awakening from above. This is something about which the Creator has never made allowances since days of old until this day and always, for He has given an unbreakable law. It is said about it, in full measure, when you send her away, you contend with her. The Creator measures a person one portion at a time. It is also written, for the iniquity of the Amorite is not yet full, referring also to our topic. Says the iniquity of the Amorite is the klipa, the peel, the shell that keeps and surrounds the fruit. Called Awakening from Above, or the Land of Israel. And that klipa will not move from its place even as a hair's breadth before Israel complement entirely the necessary measure of awakening from below, called merit, meaning the labor and exertion beyond human capability. Since anything that one can do is merely called work, and is still not considered labor. And when Israel reached that point, they complement their amount. And then it is called the iniquity of the Amorite is full. In other words, it is evident that the land of Israel and the glory of the Creator, being the Holy Divinity, do not belong to them. Then they break that klipa called Amorite and raise divinity from the dust, and at a moment sooner, as in the verse, This is the meaning of the explicit number 400 years, which shows the great precision in that matter, that there are no concessions here at all. As our sages said, the matter of skipping over the end, which was mandatory and obligatory for Israel, that skipping caused all the exiles to this day. It is also known that the general and the particular are equal. That is, in each and every one from Israel, concerning the soul, there is the matter of coming to the land, and all that is said in the whole of Israel, and that in his awakening from below, there is that number, 400 years, which is 400 of death, and 400 of life. Our sages said, "Aseh du," for the meaning of 400 years of enslavement, refers to the place in which he is permitted to pay back the measure of his labor precisely. For in that there are no concessions, not even as a hair's breadth. This is why our sages said, "I did not labor and found, do not believe." And also the Torah exists only in one who puts himself to death over it, as well as he who wishes to live shall put himself to death, and many others that are similar. In contrast, they said, "I labored and did not find, do not believe." For they knew that that wicked sum, his lore is in his hands, to show that it is possible to find the Creator's salvation without labor, beyond human capability, by which one is made to let go of one's grip in the awakening from below, and he is repelled each day into a great abyss. Afterwards, when he returns and recognizes his falsehood and finds his faith in the words of our sages, that the lack of labor and awakening from below had lowered him to the netherworld, he therefore wishes to strengthen himself and dedicate himself to worshipping the Creator. At that time, he promptly returns to him with new heresy. Thus, even labor does not help at all, because he, God forbid, does not hear the prayer of every mouth. That is, he has pre-prepared proofs to show that there are those who exert but do not find at all. This is why they warned, "I labored and did not find, do not believe." God forbid. Thus, I have shown to you the web in which the robbed souls that have no... is that mistake in the meaning of the word labor. However, truthful is the verse, "They who seek me shall find me." I still see much evil in the world where those caught in the web of the Sitra Achra labor needlessly, which is only a depiction of punishment. That is, it does not join the count of 400 years whatsoever, and for that my heart aches more than anything. About the such, a person should brace himself with a prayer, "May he grant us," etc., that we will not labor in vain, for it requires great success in that matter. You should also know that the labor and exertion that appears in one's heart during the prayer is the most reliable and most guaranteed to reach its goal than any other matter in reality.
We have to correctly relate to the exertion. To respect the exertion itself. Okay?
No, Lebich.
What, Lebich?
What is this exertion above human capability?
All the way. Even though you know that nothing will come out of it, you'll do everything. That's it. By all the different means, you don't make any calculations about the result, but you see that the exertion is in the right direction. As we're now talking about connection, whatever happens, no matter what, that's something we can be sure that this is what we have to do. Every source writes about it. That's what we learn in the preface, in tests. That's something we have to do. The 10 as a havaya. That's it. There's no doubts about it. Maybe we should, maybe we shouldn't. You can be sure about it. That's why the exertion in this direction has to be doubtless and without anything, any questions. What? Itai.
This week, you placed a lot of focus on this exertion. You have to ask to be impressed by the friends. This is something we're lacking.
Yes.
This is something concrete that we can check. Am I impressed by it or not? My question is, despair quick enough.
So you work on it like a craftsman. I'm despaired and I do it again. I'm despaired, so I go. And it's a game. The Creator is showing this game to me, and I'm willing to get it from Him, to receive it from Him. By that, I count these pennies, or I don't know how to call them, these points of exertion.
It all depends on whether we are all in this exertion.
It doesn't matter to me if it's everyone or not. Now we're talking about it differently. It doesn't matter to me if it's everyone or if I'll have some result out of it or not. The exertion itself, carrying out what the Kabbalists tell me about the Creator's work, they're telling me by that I give Him contentment, even though I feel nothing. The exertion itself is the reward, and I demand nothing, only for an opportunity to make this exertion. And thank God we have an opportunity. The Creator gave it to us. What else do you want? What else can you turn to Him with? He gave you the opportunity to make the exertion. Only thing you're missing is to raise this exertion to be noble, to be something with high importance, a merit. That's it. That's what he writes to you in this first page. 761 in Hebrew tells you with a line that starts given, meaning by the exertion, called an awakening from below, without which you will never have any bestowal from above, called an awakening from above. Meaning only in one direction, without anything in return. Exert there. No, we don't want, we are mad about each other, we're growing distant, the tens are broken, meaning you don't want to work. You are in a state that you really got the spiritual work from the Creator for the first time, and you don't want it. Okay, go home. There's no problem. What did you think? That the heavens will open and the Creator will receive you and like some tour guide will show you heaven and I don't know. What do you want? Do you understand that you have to pay by the replacement of your nature? So work on it. What else can you do? This is the first time that you are truly an opportunity to start the spiritual work in the connection of a ten. That's all. Okay? So, relate to it. Think about it seriously. What's with you, Chayal?
What is unnecessary exertion?
Unnecessary exertion is when you, it's exertion that you imagine it to be for yourself. When you're saying, now I'm going to do this, I'm going to be that and that, and you're inventing all these kinds of work that you think that they're spiritual, but they don't bring you closer. Nothing will bring you closer to spirituality except for connection without anything in return. Connection in the ten, but in one direction. You're pushing it towards connection. That's all. What will I have out of it? Nothing. And this will be the payment. That's the payment. Having nothing in return. You wanted to work in order to bestow, to reach spirituality? Go right ahead. You're showing by it how much you're in the right direction or not.
Okay, so such a state appears, you have no strength, not even the ability to move your thought in the right direction. So what are we doing next? How to build in myself the appreciation for working without any payment, meaning not in order to receive a reward. How do we work on this value? How do I place it in myself? Because you see that for years you're revolving around it, but you're not breaking into the matter.
Difficult.
We exert. We try to exert. But we're going around.
You're not running around. How many years you're at home? You're in this... How many times did you come to this place? How many times did you carry your butt into this chair? Nothing is required of you except for being here. How many times did you come and strengthen your ten? Did you do it? I have no reason to come. They're not paying me enough, so I'm not coming. They once said the salary will be good. So I believe them, I came. Now, that's it. I understand that this society, they're all liars, and all they want is to suck my strength out of myself, and that's it. I'll stay home.
How can a person make a move out of that state?
So I'm telling you how to move. You don't move. That's called to move. You don't move. I won't move. No matter what. I will not move away from this. What does it say about it?
Anything but quit.
Yeah, anything but quit. All these things. Of course. How do you want to move from in order to receive to in order to bestow without this transition? Just look, what did you think? I understand what you thought. What, do you think I didn't think so? Well, I thought that it will take me a week or two, and boom, the heavens will open, I will see everything. What are you talking about? I'll throw away my whole life, all this money and honor, all these things.
How do we help the friends to rise above the state, or at least in some way, as you said, to carry yourself?
Example. Show them an example.
But there's nothing in you, no ability to give an example. You see that you're falling.
No, by that, you're coming. You are coming. That's it. What else? I will come and I will sit. And my mind is blocked altogether. Doesn't matter. That's that my heart is closed. What can I do? It's the Creator. He closed it down. But He gave me the opportunity to come and sit down, to show up. I show up. I sit like, you know, the Indians. Did you ever sit an Indian, American Indian, the way they sit? Did you ever see that? It's a wonder. You tell them, in the beginning, I didn't understand. You see him sitting like that. You can talk to him, you can address him, but he keeps on sitting and no response at all. Doesn't move.
But it's effort.
No, the effort, you don't see the effort. You later think, and you're thinking, is this a statue or is it a person? I'm speaking seriously. Is it a statue? I'm standing by his side. Is it a human being? It's probably a human being. He's probably alive. That's the way it is. It's a very special thing. They have this culture, so we should also have this culture. Where, and who was there? I remember Norma was there. In Colombia. Who was there? I don't remember. So we went. It was with you?
Yeah, it was in Colombia. Someone from the mountains came. He heard about you.
Yes.
Then we were in Santa Marta in Cartagena.
Yes, but we were also in the cafe.
Yeah, but the guy who showed up, this chief, this local chief, came down with us to the beach area. He came from the mountains to the beach area, sat with us when we were in Santa Marta. He sat with you. For breakfast.
Yeah, you saw him sitting, right? No, but afterwards, we were in this place where they make the coffee, and they brought us to this. There was a ship there. It wasn't a beach. It was in the mountains, but they brought a ship to that place or something, and there was the...
And the coffee testings?
Yeah, but there was an Indian standing holding the ship and just stood there. And everyone thought it's a statue. Maybe for 10 or 15 minutes we were walking around and it's a statue. And then when he started moving, everyone's like, ah! It was so much. That, what am I trying to say? A very special culture. Where a person may be still. That's how we want Chayal to be. Still, don't move from your place. I don't understand you. These are elementary stuff. You have to pay for the entrance to spirituality. Over my body, I cannot be the master. Yes, take me, carry me. Carry me on the stretchers. Like I was crying to Rabash, I can't come. I was an upper force, truly. So I was crying, I can't come. That's it. But just as a usual thing that half of the people don't show up, well, of course.
Another point that comes up new each time. Also, when a person finds in himself the strength to bring himself here to show an example, suddenly you're in a 10, you get a certain either indifference or that's how it looks on the surface from the 10.
Yes.
You see that you can't budge anyone, you can't cause them.
And that too, you remain as you are, and you remain as you are not before the 10, but before the Creator. Whatever you're getting from the 10, you're getting from the Creator. But when you're turning to the 10, it's in order to make an Havaya out of them.
This I understand, but I'll tell you, there's a point of readiness for the work, to come and do work. And you see that sometimes you have it as an individual and it doesn't exist in the 10. Or suddenly the 10 is working and you seemingly don't respond to them.
Well, that's great. You can see how everything is working. What do you want? I don't understand. What are you demanding? If you have the place and you have the 10 and you have the teacher, you have the books, basically everything around, what else do you want? Nothing is required of you except your physical attendance. Come over here and you may even sleep. Well, That's already investment.
But each time you require additional exertion.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. You used to sleep all the time. Now you can add a few more pennies to your exertion.
How can the 10 locate that point of additional effort? Let's say we came, we sat down. Now,
everyone must give an example. Everyone must show an example.
From his state? Let's say a person came up in a state that he's all alert, he's igniting everyone. But good. But if a person just brought himself and he's half dead, how from that place he can...
So he's only half dead. From the other half, he has to show examples to the 10. You also have material. They write about it. What do you want? I don't understand. That's the way the Creator did it. He gave it to us, and by the Kabbalists to explain to us what we have to do. That's all. What are your complaints? Are you going to complain to me, to him? Whatever you want, go ahead. Cry out to the heavens. You may every day add pennies. Maybe it won't take 5 years, it will take 10 years. It won't take 10 years, it will take 15 years. But you do attain, you correct the soul. Even by your participation, corporeally, a person comes over. He may know nothing. He only... say, washes the floor or prepares coffee, or that's more important even. By that, he will correct his soul to a certain extent, for sure. These women who are now sitting in the broadcast room and their friends who are translating and everything, all the different crew, this is complete participation as much as everyone can. What are you talking about? Here you're sitting in the lesson and somehow you hear, maybe you hear one word out of every sentence. That's taking part. You see that what he says, the main thing is the exertion. It's a privilege. You get zakut. The purity you get by zchut, by this merit.
It's true. It's, the value inside, how to establish it. You're wrecking your brains, your heart. How to establish it inside so it will be...
I understand that it's impossible in your egoistic desire. And you can say, well, the Creator still has cash box. And you, by your exertion, you add a penny and a penny, and it accumulates to a big sum. Every penny accumulates, and it's a big sum in the end. That's how you do, each and every moment. You won't hear anything new. Nothing. But I hope that I'm showing you an example. It's not that I am the best example, but I give the way I can, every day, as much as I can, making the programs, during the lessons, and all kinds of things. We have to invest there. What will turn out of it? I don't know. But there is exertion given. And I see the reward in it. It's the reward already, because I was led to exert. I'm allowed to exert in this state. We're in this state that we're coming closer. A small ship, a small group out of humanity is coming closer to the Creator. You don't think highly about this? You want to change the course of the ship to the way the whole world is? What are you talking about? Especially in this present reality, you see how everyone's about to be doomed. You see what's going on with the values in the world and everything that's in this world. Well, and you're holding something of the truth, even if it's just a little bit. It's We have to make an account. A little bit. I'm sorry that I'm having this outburst. Well, I'm going away for a week, so you'll have a rest. What else do we have? Nothing? What does the doctor to say?
No, there's a beautiful example from life, from vaccinations. Most people don't understand how important it is, so they stopped doing it and various nonsense came up. And then this measles, how many people in the world are sick in this half, 6 months of 2019? The number of people who contracted measles is more than people who contracted it throughout 2018.
You're talking about Israel or in general?
In the world also.
Because they stopped...
Because they stopped vaccinating. They say, everybody said it's important, you have to give vaccines. And almost 4,000 people got sick here. And for every 1,000 people who get sick, 1 to 3 die. Dozens have complications. One stewardess died and they had to check the entire plane. We had a patient in the clinic. And so people say you have to vaccinate yourself. This way you're protecting yourself. If we go over 80% of the population with vaccines, there's no disease.
Very well. Afternoon. I want everyone to stand here, take their shorts off, and you're going to vaccinate them all.
You can do the vaccine only in the Department of Health, and it's free. Especially those who have to go to Moldova and Europe, especially in Ukraine. It's a catastrophe. 84,000 people got sick in the Ukraine, more than all over the world. This was last year. So just understand participation beyond what you understand and do everything. The same thing is in the group.
So everyone who's going to Moldova has to make sure, because that's worse than Ukraine.
Yeah, it's right past the Ukraine. It's very close.
So check it out, because you shouldn't. Later you'll contaminate everyone, the children. Well, that's clear. It's a good thing you said it. Everyone must know that, because many people are traveling to Moldova. Okay. Fine, so what else do we have to report? I'm going to leave on Tuesday. What day?
Tuesday,
okay. I have nothing to update. Where's Shimon? Shimon, explain what's going on to everyone. Where are you taking us? It's all in his hands.
We're leaving on Tuesday to Mumbai.
When?
9 p.m.
Oh, okay.
After the morning lesson, we are coming back Wednesday. We're not going to have morning lesson because we're just going to land there. And the following Monday, we'll also be on the plane. There will be no morning lesson. Everything else, the rest of the time, we'll be able to broadcast from where we are.
Is there Wi-Fi there?
Yeah, there's Wi-Fi.
And everything. Okay, so we'll be in touch. The difference is 2.5 hours, plus 2.5 hours from Israel time. That's it. So, and what else?
And there will be various dissemination activities, a big lecture to the Jewish community in Mumbai. Many people are involved in that. We have a great big lecture. Also, we'll have meetings with a few local gurus. We're going to update you gradually and report from there.
All right. Fine, so we're leaving on, let's say, Wednesday. So Wednesday this week until the following Tuesday?
Following Monday. We're leaving there, coming back here this afternoon. So Tuesday morning we'll have a morning lesson.
All right. Well, it is 6 days, nonetheless. So, yes?
During the time you'll not be here, the evening lessons.
I recommend that you can keep on going with the evening lessons. If you're capable of it, do whatever you want here. You don't have to advance in the same material. It's best if we keep this framework of the lesson. And I don't know, is there something that you're especially interested about? Then we'll cause people to come. So go right ahead. I don't know. You tell me. You may learn something else, something new. Yes.
So recorded lessons doesn't have to be a recording of the Zohar lesson. It could be also from the morning lesson.
Yes, of course. No problem about it. Whatever you want. The main thing is that people will come and take part in it. Instead of running around somewhere and something, I don't know, may happen to them. What, Niv will lay down on his couch and read a newspaper? Better if he's here and here. Here's a recorded lesson.
And about the weekly portion?
Maybe today we'll have the weekly portion. Because I heard they sent it to me, right? So, well, tonight, we're gonna have the weekly portion. Well, between 4:30 and 6, we'll do it. When you're coming in, fill the hall starting with this pole, this pillar, and here. And let the women sit on the other side, like the ordinary weekly portion. But make sure that they come exactly at 4:30. Well, they can join later, quietly, but between 4:30 and 6, you're going to sit in this part of the hall. Is this clear? That's it. So we'll have the weekly portion. Because that's something we should be in it. Every week. Sometimes if it doesn't turn out, then we can do two portions the following week. But it's something we should do. That's it. I have nothing more to say. You know how to behave when I'm not here. You have everything recorded, or you do this. Lessons, I don't mind. Whatever you want. The following week, after India, we're going to Moldova. I'm going to leave 3 days. Shimon. I don't know. Let him say. I don't know. It's all, he has it all.
We're living on the 3rd. It's Tuesday. The Congress starts Friday. There might be a zero lesson on Thursday, but Friday is the Congress start. We'll be there on Tuesday.
Meaning we're leaving 3 days before the Congress. And that's it. And after this Congress, we're back to the holidays. Even though I do go to Rome for 1 day, to the Italian group, it's not exactly Rome. Bologna, yes, in the up north. And then I return, well, only for 1 day, but this will probably be on Shabbat. I will be there. Then break again, right, Shimon? Or is there something else?
Yeah, there's a break after Italy. There's a break to Bulgaria.
Yeah, Bulgaria. We talked about. No, we didn't talk about Bulgaria yet. That will be later in November. November. Yeah. Bulgaria, as you know, will be the European Congress. Not for the Russians or something. It's for Europe. We're trying to bring over as much groups from Europe and as much individuals from Europe. I hope they come. With Europe, it's more difficult than it is with you. That's it. And then we have our big congress. Before the congress, we'll go to the desert. We'll have good preparations this time. It will be something special. And then we'll come back to the congress. That's it. Where is Usher? Song.
Can I ask a question before the song? We're going to sing Im Techna Alei Machne. We talked about how the Creator wants to shake a person and scare him, so he will turn to him. But so why, if a camp is around me, my heart should tremble and I will cry to you and you'll save me?
No, but that's not the matter of fear. It's when I'm not afraid of all these camps that come against me.
But I need to be afraid.
No.
It's like they do to a child. I scare him to protect him.
Should I be afraid of all these external ones?
But he's doing it to me, so I'll be afraid and call on him.
So I should be afraid of him. But I did something wrong. Either I'm religious and say a blow comes, okay, good. I got the blow, but then I'll get the payment later. That's how religious people think. We don't. We think that whatever appears in a negative way, it's a sign that I have not succeeded in having it in a positive way. The Creator only wants me to enjoy His world.
He doesn't want to turn to him?
Yes, but in order to enjoy, that means that I turn to him, and this gives me the pleasure, because in him our heart rejoices.
Bezot ani boteach, bezot ani boteach.